Yeah, let's do it.
Welcome to another episode of JFT, Just a Few Takes, the sports and snacks podcast and everything in between, putting it down for the culture. Coming back from a hiatus, we'll call it, a little break on life, a little pause,
yeah,
a little bit of self-reflection and coming out of the pandemic. And what we're going to jump in is just fun stuff. Just talking about the Warriors winning the championship. I could not believe it when I saw it. They were not favorites all year. They were not, you know, I mean, we knew.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we got roots.
Yeah. So, I mean, we knew over here, but from the local, or not the local, but from ESPN to wherever you read your sports at, they were not picked to win at all. I mean, they had the pedigree.
Yeah. But you know what? Heart wins championships.
Yeah.
And you know what? Those Warriors, man, they came through and clutch and just
Looney.
Came together and just said, we're going to play our best ball because we've been here. We've done it before. Let's do it again. It's like muscle memory. Oh, yeah, we've been here. Oh, yeah, we're going to win anyway. And you forget mind over matter that, you know, maybe you're a little bit battered and a little torn up, but you're still,
that you've got that
championship.
That pedigree.
And that confidence.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I'll take that last shot. Give it to me. Oh, no, I'll take it. No, you take it. Okay, but it's going to go in anyway, right? Yeah. And that's what happened. So, God bless the Warriors again. You know, we're so blessed. And how about Steve Kerr? I mean, he's got more championship rings than anybody on the planet. He's got except for the late Bill Russell.
He's still behind Phil Jackson, but I see your point. Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, Phil Jackson, because
Phil got double three-peats, and then three-peat with the Lakers, and then another one, I think, with Kobe. So I mean,
oh,
I think
you're
he
right.
Got like nine or so, and then Bill Russell's got eight. I mean, you got to fact-check all this. We're coming from the hip. It's just a few takes, but it's really just one take. But yeah, what I
got to say if we're wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. You know.
You know.
Do your own research. But yeah,
that's
I gotta
our
give
disclaimer.
It up.
Sorry.
Right.
That's our disclaimer.
For real.
Do your own research.
Yeah, always. It's good practice. Yeah, but the Celtics were a young team. I mean, they've been putting it down for a bunch of years in the East, and they played really well. I mean, I couldn't believe game one, the game Al Horford had. I'm going from memory now. But
I like
that
guy.
Oh yeah.
I take him on my team.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, yeah. He could fit in on the Warriors and any team, really. I mean, they misused him in Philly, but what are you going to do, right? They had the other problems at that point. Let's
not get into that.
Yeah, that's neither here nor there. But for real, the game one, the Celtics came out shooting. They were hot. I couldn't believe how many shots they made, but the Warriors, they just kept pushing. They just played Warriors basketball.
Yeah, and they would get streaky, and they'd be like, oh, here we go. And then they come right back, and then they go... You started feeling the confidence, like, okay, we got this. Let's not, you know, be too overconfident, because that's when you let your guard down, and that's not good for the sports psychology. But, you know, I mean, these guys could get in a hole and come back. And you know what? Not get phased when the Celtics were hitting all their shots and
yep.
on a roll, you know, because the Celtics did get hot a few times where I was like, boy, these guys can play.
Yep, I know. And that you brought up Steve Kerr, and I didn't want to speak over it, but... Because it's just like there's something about the way he does what he does, the coaching staff he's put together. It's like the Warriors, they play with such joy. And you could see in their losing seasons, and then when Klay was hurt, and then Draymond does his thing, what you know. But you could see towards the end of the season and through the playoffs, they started playing with that joy and fun again. And it seems like Steve Kerr brings that. I don't know what it is, you know. There's something, but you know what I'm talking about.
It's a relaxed confidence, you know. And
just,
that,
yeah.
You know, and it's like, hey, we're... Let's go do this. We've done it before, and we'll do it again. I love Steve Kerr.
Yeah,
he's just yeah. You're right. He's a player's player. They're gonna respect him as a coach. Some of these other guys that come in that don't have any.
They don't have the cachet. Yeah,
you know, but he's already done. Oh yeah, I came in with some rings. You want this? This is what has to get done. Okay, the real people are gonna listen.
Well, yeah, and look at who he played with and played for. So he's got Jordan, Tim Duncan. Those I think are the teams he won his championships with. Yeah, and also what's cool is I think he was a GM or something in Phoenix for a minute, so he's seen like a lot of aspects of the NBA. He's it seems like he'd be a really fun coach to play for.
Invaluable.
Just really supportive. Yeah, coach is important, man.
Yep, but the most important one is a coach that everybody can relate to and get along with and believe in.
Yeah,
I remember hearing that when I was younger, and they said, oh yeah, you got to believe the new coach is coming in and he's got to convince everybody to believe him and stuff like this. And I was always like, I didn't understand that part. Believe him, just come in and be real. This is what I want. This is what we're going to do. We're going to work hard because nothing comes easy.
Yeah.
And I'll lead by example. You know, let's go.
Yeah, but they have that saying too. I mean, they can lose the locker room and then the guys aren't going to play hard for him. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
So I get that, but have you seen The Ring? Did you watch Ring Night?
No.
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah, Clay talked, Steph talked. It was pretty great. Dude, the rings are so sick, depending on how long you've been on the team. So the top spins. I'm pretty sure the top comes off, but the top also spins. Yeah, it spins, and it shows, and it opens up. So if you're Steph, Clay, Draymond, or Looney, it shows 4 trophies. If you're Poole or any of the other guys, it'll only have 1 trophy.
Well, so you got to incentivize them. They don't get credit for those ones.
No.
Let's be real.
That's how the game goes.
I grew up in a generation where if you didn't lose, if you lost, you didn't get a trophy. Now if you lose, you get a trophy.
No.
Participation.
No, but I still think that the guys that are injured or the guys that didn't play in the finals, I mean, just speaking in general, they deserve a ring. They're there in practice. They're there in training. Oh, yeah. They're there being supportive. I think all the staff should get rings, for real. I like that. I like how they do that. And then I also like how the guys that aren't on the team anymore will get the ring when they come to town.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They all contribute.
Yeah. It's a team. It's not tennis.
You know.
Or bowling or darts or golf. I think those are the only.
Yeah. I think they deserve it. They deserve
it. Yeah. They're all part of the team. They're all supportive. But yeah, it was just an amazing season. I mean, it started off. I'm trying to think back. You know, I haven't watched any of these games in a minute. But yeah, there was rough spots. I mean, Clay was coming back. Dre was hurt for a minute. Steph was hurt. So everybody was there. They didn't have a whole bunch of time clocked, logged on together. But I mean, I was so impressed with Looney. I mean, how good was he? He was rebounding. I was so impressed. I was impressed with all of them.
He stays
locked in. Yeah.
Cool, collected. Yeah, and locked in. That's what I like about that player. But yeah, let's give all those guys
the unsung heroes. You know what I mean?
I got a quick story from coming from a twin that there was a kid out here, Jason Lane, that went to El Molino, and you made it all the way up to the big leagues in the World Series with the Houston Astros, and his twin brother. Yeah, I used to play basketball with him. Over at 24 Hour Fitness, super nice guy, you know, the twins, super nice guy. And he would always tell me, he goes, yeah, he'd never be as good as if it weren't for me playing catch with him every day, you know. And I was like, you know what, dude?
He's right.
You're right. You're 100% right, because you're twins. You know, I got a twin. We're not identical, just like these guys. And, you know, his brother made it all the way to the World Series.
Pretty right? impressive.
But local kid. But the other twin was like, I don't get my credit, you know? And it's like, I'll give you your credit, because you know what? Throwing the ball against the wall wasn't going to get him to the major leagues. He needed a
Yeah, you got to have someone to practice with, right?
You know, and so, yeah.
Why, does Looney have a twin?
No, I was just saying that. I don't know. Maybe he does.
Oh.
But no, I was just saying, because we were talking about them getting the credit.
Oh, I see.
You know, going back to, okay, that's a badass ring. It sounds like something out of James Bond.
Oh, the rings are crazy nowadays. They make.
But you know, it's cool that they distribute
them to everybody on the team.
Yeah, but not only that, but the way they differentiated. Mm-hmm. The rings for the different players, I think, is just awesome.
Well, yeah, the dynasty, man, and they drafted all those guys. I mean, it's pretty special. I mean, it just, to draft like that, to keep those guys, and the spike hit, Steph having a small contract, so, and then the spike hit, and then the cap, salary cap, so they could get KD. I mean, just all this run is something I would never dream. I mean, we've been around, so, I mean, yeah. We had the, what, We Believe.
Yeah.
We had the Run TMC for a quick second.
I love that.
Yeah, me too. But other than that, it's been some hard to watch and hard to, you know.
That was when everybody was saying I look like, the lefty, Mullins.
Chris Mullins?
Yeah, I had the same haircut, and I was always in the gym back then. People go, hey, you look like Chris Mullins.
Are you left-handed?
No. I mean, I'm ambidextrous, but my jump shot was right.
Right, yeah.
But still, it was that look, you know, the flat top, the Irish, you know, in me, a hard nose, skin tone, same skin tone, all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, but they were fun. That was a fun team to watch. I mean,
so I was a big fan.
Yeah. And then, you know, what's crazy is if I don't know if my memory serves me, but Tim Harder with that crossover was lethal, and then Mitch Mitchman was dope. You know, first mm-hmm. Hall of Famer, I think, out of all of them to get voted in. Maybe,
but I think he went in with Sacramento.
Yeah, that's what I was just getting to. You know, and it was only like 3 or 4 years they played together. It wasn't very long. And then they traded him to Sacramento. And I almost want to say they traded him for the draft rights to Billy Owens or something crazy like that. And it was like, gee, they drafted so bad.
Yeah, and the thing about him was he was so good. But when he went to Sacramento, didn't he win a scoring championship or something? Like, he was way up there. I don't know.
I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. He was really good.
Yeah, I mean, he was. I mean, you got to have to look down the list. But I remember that guy. He became, I think, a better player at Sacramento. Like,
oh, they maybe just featured him.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough when they had that three. I mean, that was I guess there was before Big Three, but that was their three best players.
Yeah.
You know? And then Tim Hardaway was kind of it. Back then it was differently. It was that, what was it, inside out? So they dribble it, pass it into the post, and the post would kick it out, or they'd do a move. It's just the Warriors never really had a post guy.
Yeah, but they had that guy in Mullins that could hit the you know,
great shooter,
just an awesome, just, you know, lights out shooter. So, you know, like Klay Thompson, you know, somebody like that. So having that on your team, knowing like, oh my God, we did all this work, and then they kick it out to this guy and he buries a three.
Yeah,
like,
it's demoralizing.
90% of the time.
I love their third quarters.
Yeah, you know, it's like it's fun to watch, because you know, once you get hot. You know, when you're hot, you're hot, and then it don't stop, you know, so.
But that's what's so fun and so great about Steph shooting. It's like he'll go 0 for something in the first quarter and then just come out and after the second quarter or even towards the end of the first quarter and just hit like 3 or 4 of them.
Yeah.
Some of them, you know, 22-footers.
And you know, I remember one time playing at Burlingame Athletic Club where I do the morning or the afternoon to early evening shift playing basketball sometimes if I got off work. And then there was another crew that came in like seven or eight. And I remember, you know, it was one of those days where I wasn't playing good. And the first half I played with the guys, I didn't do good. And then when the next crew came in, I just remember I went unconscious. And it was like, if you were watching the two sessions, you would have gone, this guy's horrible. And then you guys, next one, you go, this guy doesn't miss. So, you know, that's the thing about, you're never out till you're out, you know, and that's the Warriors. You know, they could be shooting, you know, having like, oh shit,
15.
They just missed 3 open shots in a row, but then all of a sudden they don't stop and they play defense. You know what I mean? They're backing each other up. I mean, they you know, they play really, really good defense. You know, so
yeah, I know, and I'm excited for Wiseman. I mean, people, it's been a rough start for him, and it's crazy because he played. I mean, I'm making numbers, but we'll just say he played 0 college. Then there was the pandemic, but then I think he had 0 preseason in summer league his first year. Then he got injured, and now he's coming back. But it looks like the time off might be good. It's putting it together. I mean, I can't remember. I don't know if they've ever had. Maybe, let's go back to Wilt, the last time they had an athletic, awesome, you know, center. I mean, I know I'm forgetting a bunch of people, and they've had good centers. I mean, Andrew Bogut was no slouch, but I mean,
oh, God,
Wiseman is, feels like a different, as athletic as he is, and as tall and as big. I mean, he's like let's give him a minute. You know, this could be our version of what's the guy in Philadelphia, Joel Embiid, or however you say his last name. You know, I mean, I don't know if he'll get Hall of Fame level like that, but I mean, Wiseman could be really, really good. So I'm excited to see how he develops.
Yeah, yeah. You know, as people get older, you know, they especially in the sporting world, you don't last forever. So, you know, people will have to, you know, be replaced. But you know, just the energy of this, what we've seen, is something so special, you know?
I would never believe it.
So, man, if they get a Wilt Chamberlain type guy in the future.
That there's only one Wilt, you know what I'm saying? But I was saying more like that was like the last time the Warriors had like a, and I don't even think it was the, I think that was in, where were they at when Wilt was on the team? It wasn't San Francisco yet, was it? Did he play for them? I think it was, I don't know. No, I'd have to look all that up.
I think, I think the Philadelphia already had moved out
here when Will came.
Yeah, San Francisco.
Okay.
But yeah, I think so. They just moved out.
I can't go back that far sometimes, but yeah, no, I was more of a joker.
62 is when he had his 100 points.
Yeah, man.
At the Madison Square Garden.
I just know in basketball, if you're doing trivia, if there's a basketball question, you don't even have to know it. There's a 65% chance the answer is Will Chamberlain.
Yeah.
He has so many records and did so many things, you know. So, yeah. I mean, that's always my guess. If I don't know, it's got to be Wilt.
Yeah. And his Achilles tendon and his kryptonite was Willis Reed of the New York Knicks. That was the one guy that got in his head.
I mean,
they're both Goliaths.
Well, what about Bill Russell? I mean, they had battles. But he was super good. But yeah, this Warrior team is so exciting.
Bill Russell was so fundamentally sound when you watch him play. So fundamentally sound. That guy was just heart. Heart. Because I think he was like 6'9", so he's playing Wilt Chamberlain, who was 7'2".
I think he could jump really high. And he probably had like long arms.
Yeah.
But yeah, and just smart. Probably like Dennis Rodman used to do it. Just know the position to rebound, kind of put himself in position to get in front of the guy before the guy even makes his move.
Yeah.
I mean, the footage is grainy, but if you go back and watch some of that stuff, it's like some of these guys were playing a different game than the other guys.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it just is what it was.
There's people that watch shit happen. There's people that make shit happen.
And people that try and catch up.
And then there's people who say, oh, shit, what just happened? So he took advantage of the people that were like, oh, shit, what just happened? You know what I'm saying? So... yeah, this is interesting to be back.
Yes. Yeah. All right, back with the snacks part of the podcast. And it seems like sometimes there, for me anyways, there's meals that I like and there's things that I like, but I won't order at a restaurant, like raviolis, some certain types of pastas. You know, I like them at home and I like them certain ways, but if I go to an Italian restaurant, if I go to a restaurant, I'm not going to order that, you know. Or if I go to... a seafood restaurant or certain restaurants, I won't just get it, you know, what their main thing is. Sometimes I just get a burger. Yeah, it's weird, you know. And coming back out from the pandemic and going out to restaurants, being able to eat a lot more out there, I'm just enjoying all the meals, my favorite meals. I've went and eaten Chinese food. I've went and eaten just all the burger spots, just all the great food. It's just so great. Just to be able to finally go out there and just eat freely.
Yeah, and there's been a couple of restaurants that I've gone to where the quality it has just been, oh man, that was good. You know, but the strong has survived, and it's time to, you know, get back in. And we've been supporting them in the past, but it's just, yeah, you're right. It's such so nice to be able to go, hey, you want to try this restaurant tonight? Or you want to try this place for lunch? Or where are we going to go for breakfast? You know, especially since I've been on the road so much, and I always am on the road. You know, it's been really nice to pull in. You know, I was down in Santa Cruz, and, you know, one of my favorite restaurants down there, the Harbor Cafe. You know, they make this eggs Benedict with the carnitas, and I mean, it is.
What is that, a steak Benedict?
No, the carnitas is a like the shredded pork.
Oh
my God!
I'm thinking carne asada.
Yeah, that steak. Yeah. You know, and I'm telling you, it was made my whole trip.
So what is it? It's so they put the carnitas instead of the ham. Does it have its own sauce, or is it just plain?
No, the hollandaise is a sauce, but the thing about it is every restaurant that I go to, some of it's fluffy, some of it's harder, some of it's, you know, it's just, you never get, or some of it's a lot of lemon, which I don't mind.
Yeah.
You know, I actually like it because it gives it a nice little... citrusy bite at the end.
Yeah.
So I don't mind that. Some are, like I said, more creamy, the viscosity. But these guys down there, it's like right there. It's just their perfect viscosity and flavor. It's got them coming through. So yeah, the Harbor Cafe gives the Chili Gods a stamp of approval for this episode. Yeah, and it's just great to be back, and I look forward to doing more we're podcasts.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, what about that traffic being out on the road? It was nice when everybody was working from home, huh?
You know,
or you probably don't hit morning traffic.
No, because I'm usually on the road earlier. Okay. And then I try to either get back early or stay later. You know, to
got time
to,
that.
I time it. Like, you know, coming back from Chico, it was like, if I don't get over to the certain point, I know that sun hits the mountain on, you know, Highway 20 going towards Clear Lake. You know, you don't want to be caught up in that because it's like a 1 degree sun right in your eyes, you know.
You driving like the Oregon Trail. You got to worry about the elements, huh? That's
exactly.
Smart. That's smart.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, I got a new car. I'm in the modern world. Hey, you know what?
The Titanic
thought they, you know, they.
That was advanced technology for the time, huh? It was more than a paddle boat.
Yeah, you know, so you can get overconfident.
I hear you.
So I'm not the Donner part. Oh, yeah, we got this. Yeah, we'll get there. Oh, this happened. Oh, we're not turning back. We got this. So, you know, I stopped. Even my engine light went on, you know.
Oh, okay.
So first thing, when I'm doing deliveries, I had to put a call and go see some people and say, hey, can you just read this for me? They read it for me, told me what was wrong, but it was safe to drive. And I said, thank you so much. And then I gave them some hot sauce. And
there you go.
They, you know, I said, you guys are good people. You got highly recommended at the restaurant, they told me. So, you know, they're good. They're good people out there. And big Brett Favre and... What was the guy that used to date Danica Patrick, the football player? Aaron Rodgers, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
That sounds like it would have been a fun couple.
Yeah.
How competitive do you think their game night was?
Oh, my Jeez. God. Yeah, kidding. Okay, well, it didn't last. But the thing was, he's a Chico boy.
Oh,
Chico.
Yeah. Didn't he go to Cal?
You know, he went to Pleasant Valley, then Cal. Then
God, could you imagine if the Niners would have drafted him?
Wow. Hey, but you know what? I was reading your article.
Because it was after Steve Young, right? When was he? Who'd they take instead? Didn't they take Alex Smith?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah. I mean, no knock. Alex Smith is a great quarterback, but, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the thing with Aaron Rodgers. He's a hometown hero.
Yeah, and that would have been a great story.
Yeah, but I was reading the thing, and it was like he won the Super Bowl back again in, I think, 2000.
It's been a minute.
Three?
Yeah, the Niners got his number. I think they've knocked him out a couple times.
Yeah, I was like, oh, wow.
Last couple of years.
I remember when he won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, he's a champion. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, you know. Is he playing this year?
Yeah.
Is he?
He would have looked great behind some of those Niners lines with those wide receivers.
And then Tom Brady.
Could you imagine him? And who was that at the time? Him and it would have been Terrell Owens.
Yeah, ooh. Ooh, wow. Yeah, that would have been something. But yeah, I mean, he's a local kid. But anyway, it was just kind of reminiscing about Aaron Rodgers being a local Chico boy.
Yeah, I wonder if he liked those eggs Benedict.
You know what? I don't know. I don't know him
personally.
Sounds
good. Who wouldn't?
You know, I don't know him personally, but everybody in Chico seems to love him. That's for sure. So, but anyway, yeah, that's, it's once again, good to be back. Feels good, strong. I hope everybody's out there staying healthy and eating good and enjoying life and enjoying the ride. You know, that's important.
Yeah, you're going to be here anyways. You might as well make the most of it and have fun. So coming again once from the mobile moving Chili Gods studio, Just a Few Takes podcast, putting it down for the culture, and we will see you next time.